Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It on WNYC. Joining me in studio is WQXR's Clemency Burton Hill, who comes by every Monday to play us some classical music picks by way of her book, Year of Wonder, Classical Music to Enjoy Day by Day. Hi, Clemmy.
Hi, Allison.
So June 3rd, I looked in the book, it's Ave Maria. I'm like, oh, we know that's a classic. But this is a reimagined version.
Well, it's a reimagined version of a piece of music by Bach that Charles Gounod, in the middle of the 19th century, decided to take upon himself to riff on. And I always like the idea that Bach himself would have approved of this. I think we sometimes think of classical music as being this kind of untouchable, perfect thing that once it's out there in the world, that's it. And of course, like any other art form, this is an art form in which people copy and imitate and muck around with stuff that's existed for a long time and do their own thing. Sample, if you like. Mm-hmm. This is a very early form of sampling. And Bach himself was a great transcriber and recycler of his own works. So I do think that he would have approved on this, of this. So Charles Gounod took what Bach had written almost 140 years previously, this very brief, perfect keyboard prelude. And then he writes this soaringly lyrical melody over the top of it. And actually, he then turned this into all sorts of different versions. But the one that's really become the blockbuster, if you like, and you've probably heard it at weddings or funerals or mm-hmm. somewhere in your life. This is the one that has really caught people's imagination, and it's his setting of the Ave Maria.
Because of all the brides that walk down.
Well, I thought it might have a certain seasonal resonance. I should say that that is Yo-Yo Ma playing with Catherine Stott. It's a cello version. Of course, it wasn't the sung Ave Maria, but that's the tune that it relates to. Oh, that just gets me every time. It doesn't matter how many times I hear it, and I've heard it a lot.
So pretty.
Gets me every time.
We're hopping over to June 6th. This is from a ballet, which you described as unashamedly romantic.
Well, it is. I'm obviously in some kind of romantic June mood. This is the Adagio of Spartacus and Phrygia from Spartacus by Khachaturian, who was born on this day, the 6th of June in 1903. He was born in Tbilisi in Georgia. And yeah, this is just such a lush and unapologetically romantic melody. And he's an interesting composer. He wrote such vivid and colourful, almost painterly music that he was once nicknamed the Rubens, of Russian music, which I think is a quite nice way of putting it. Like many other composers of the era, he fell in and out of favour with the authorities. One minute the Soviet authorities loved him, the next minute they were persecuting. It was a very rocky ride. This one, though, was a storming success. I think you can safely say actually won him the coveted Lenin Prize. So for this music, he was very much accepted. And let's hear a bit of this.
I understand the Rubens analogy now. It is very full-bodied.
Very full-bodied, isn't it?
Nicely, voluptuous.
Nicely
kind of.
Done. Voluptuous. And I should have said that this takes place in Act 2 as Spartacus manages to free his love of Phrygia and they are finally reunited. And I feel like you can, you know, they definitely got that meeting moment coming up, although there are some harmonic twists and turns that warn of the grief to come, which we're not hearing behind us.
Going to June 9th, and I'm going to say this because I just think it's fun to say. Sinfonio Concertante for Violin and Viola in E-flat major K364 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. I know I didn't do that exactly right, but I just loved how long that was.
It's a long one. I love the fact that you enjoy saying that, though. Let's just bust that out there. Sinfonia Concertante, Sinfonia Concertante. Sometimes these labels and these words can be so forbidding. I think they can put up barriers to entry, essentially, because what the hell is a Sinfonia Concertante?
Oh, I thought it was like a nice roller coaster of a phrase. I enjoyed it.
You're a pro, Alison Stewart. That's no doubt about it. The Sinfonia Concertante, if you're interested, was a highly fashionable form of music that emerged in the height of Mozart's sort of classical period. It's a sort of crossover hybrid between a symphony and a concerto. See what they've done there?
Portmanteau.
Very popular in the Baroque era too, and it was very much in vogue in this time. And it's possible that Mozart, who was a bit of a musical magpie, and wherever he went, he would pick up references and influences. He went to France. He went to Paris in 1778, and at that point in France, these were heard everywhere. But of course, being Mozart, he puts his own inimitable stamp of genius on it. And we're going to hear the first movement. This is the opening of the piece. What's amazing about this piece, but I'm afraid you probably won't hear it in the time we've got, is the dialogue, is the interplay between the violin and the viola. Mozart loved the viola, which often gets a bad rap and is kind of ignored by people as a solo instrument, but he enables the viola to sing just as brightly and as brilliantly as the violin does. We probably won't have time to hear much of the interplay. We'll just hear this very glorious and bright, uplifting beginning, but I would urge you to listen to the whole thing if you have time.
Mozart for your Monday. And this is actually a very special Monday for our colleagues, you at WQXR. You have a live event in the green space. What's happening?
We do. We have a live event starting at 7 p.m. this evening, to which everyone is warmly invited. If you can be with us here in New York City, then all the better. But if you want to listen live on the radio, you can do that through WQXR.org. And this is really exciting for me. Earlier this year, I launched a program called 19 for 19, and that was 19 artists about whom we are so excited to be working with. We think they are some of the most brilliant artists on the planet. And they're coming into the studios here at WNYC and WQXR and working with us in all sorts of ways. And tonight they'll be here. We have the pianist Beatrice Rana. She'll also be at Carnegie Hall on Friday night. No biggie. She's 24 years old. She's recently made her Carnegie Hall debut, and they love her so much she's coming back again. Pianist Teddy Abrams, who was recently featured on CBS Sunday Morning. He is the youngest conductor to hold a music director post in America, and he's absolutely sensational. He is bringing the cellist Oliver Herbert. And we also have the violinist Stefan Jacquive. And we've got a gorgeous, gorgeous program. And as I say, it's live on the radio, but we would love to have you in the house too. And this is, for me, so exciting. You often hear, you know, people proclaiming the death of classical music and there's no future and young people aren't interested in it. And here are three absolutely sensationally talented young artists who will be gracing our stage this evening and playing some very, very lovely music too, including Mozart, as well as Ravel and Debussy and a bit of Mahler and some of Teddy Abrams' own music, because not only is he a pianist and a conductor, he is also a composer.
So greenspace.org is where you find more information, or you can listen tonight.
You can listen tonight live through the Greenspace website or through WQXR.org.
Clemency Burton Hill, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Coming up next, author Jason Green will join me in studio to talk about his new book, Once More We Saw Stars, a memoir. We'll be right back.